space were dramatically exceeded.
Blog Talk Radio.
The 10-minute space flight, Bezos thanked every Amazon customer, adding it wouldn't have been possible without them. He said experiencing zero gravity felt so normal, calling it serene and peaceful. Senators are looking at the resurgence of the coronavirus in many parts of the U.S. The surge is attributed to the rise of the Delta virus variant.
The Delta variant now represents 83% of sequenced cases, up from 50% the week of July 3rd.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told a hearing that the national vaccination program has been very effective when people get vaccinated and said people should trust the effectiveness and safety of the COVID vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci called Delta the dominant variant in the U.S. The NIH veteran said the vaccines are the tools that can end the pandemic. Disgraced movie producer and convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein is being extradited to California to face additional sex crime charges. Already serving a 23-year prison sentence in upstate New York, the Department of Corrections reports they handed Weinstein over to California officials early Tuesday morning. The move follows a protracted court battle and sets the stage for a new trial in Los Angeles. Prosecutors argue Weinstein sexually assaulted five women between 2004 and 2013 in both L.A. and Beverly Hills. President Biden is paying tribute to the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hosting a White House ceremony, Biden said the team made a strong late-season run and stormed through the playoffs. Biden singled out 43-year-old quarterback Tom Brady for praise and noted that Brady was the oldest QB to win the Super Bowl. Billie Eilish is the most recent celebrity to hop on the Free Britney bandwagon. The multi-Grammy Award winner says she thinks it's terrible what Spears is going through, calling the situation really, really horrible. Eilish also said she has a team that has always had her best interests at heart. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, cloudy skies and a little bit of rain through mid-morning, then gradual clearing by this afternoon. High temperatures around 72, 73 degrees. Tonight, those clouds will hang around, low temperatures dropping down to about 55. For Wednesday, much of the same, clouds in the morning, afternoon clearing, highs cooler, around 70. Partly cloudy skies for Wednesday night, lows down to about 54. For Thursday and running up into the weekend, though, more sunshine expected, high temperatures on the rise, from the low 70s to the upper 70s by Saturday. Clear skies through the overnight. Lows in the mid-50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, which is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. This is Terrific Tuesday. We got a great show lined up for you. My friend and colleague, somebody that it's been such an honor to watch and take the journey with Cornelia Stephanie. It's beyond anything you can imagine, and today's show is going to talk to that. You know, I stepped back for a little bit over these past 18 months or so, and I really took a look at how honored, you know, we are here at the network and the people that join us. And I have three new people. And you know, at a sense, Jacob's kind of new too. But when you've taken the journey with us and you understand what's been being built here, as Benny, every day Benny comes in, 5 o'clock in the morning, runs all the shows, and he knows the work people are doing. But when you get to be and take a journey with somebody like Cornelia Stephanie, when you get to do that and understand that we are on a pathway, especially as we are on a pathway with her. and we see beyond humanity's best. We see what it means to be expansive, not just in our words, not just in our thoughts, but in our actions. And then you see the beginnings of a network, and a network, and a channel, and what she's developing. And then you see what she does when she invites other people to come to play. Now you have a community, the ripple effect of one woman who decided to boldly go where a lot of people would not have gone, but she did it. And now what she represents is a strength and a power and a level of invitation for all of us. And so I think about this as I think about the journey that she and I have had and she has with the network and now she has with her own network. There's only one thing that comes to mind, not what is her why. We have already talked about what her why is. But how big do we really want to go? Cornelia, it's great to have you. How much fun?
Oh, my gosh, Pat. I have tears in my throat, in my eyes from what you said, from the things that you acknowledged and our journey together. I was thinking about that what has it been, 3 years that I've been with you now?
Yeah.
3 years. And when I first started with you, you guys were just getting ready to start because you had already been, you know, actively leading in the way in this with your network, with your creation for a long time, for over 11 years
yeah.
that time. But you guys were just getting ready to start with video. Because it was just during that time when I came on.
Yeah.
And you and I were looking at my website. You, me, and Jessica were looking at my website, and we came up with my logo.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
We came up with my logo, the Tree of Life, which gives me the chills because that's what I do. And then initially when we first started out, we came up with the show tagline of Global Galactic Action for a New Earth.
Yes, that's right. That's a sound effect. You got to love this. You got to love our producers right now.
Whoa.
They have so many creative tools at their fingertips that it's amazing.
Yeah, I love that. But I want to say, you know,
yes.
The Tree of Life and the Global Galactic Actions of the New Earth, and that was all part of the creation. And then 3 years we've been here going through this growing journey. And also, you know, because you're talking about what I'm doing, but I'm also looking at you, kid, Jupiter style.
Yeah.
Going big or going home, and you've been leading the way. You've been leading the way, creating these beautiful opportunities for people to come and discover what their dream jobs are, to grow. And like Jessica, she's been with you from the beginning of time. And then you have, you know, all the other people. Benny's been with you for a long time.
Benny's been with me since I was in the womb.
Wow, that's really far back.
That's what it feels like. When this originally started 18 years ago with Cuss Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, I mean, it was like being in the womb. It was like being in this place where you are saying yes and you're moving forward and, you know, you're just doing what you're called to do. And I think that's part of what we're talking about today. What does it look like? What does it feel like to do what you're called to do, but also to take a moment and acknowledge what you're doing?
Yeah. And so because, you know, we only have a short time, it goes quickly. So I want to invite everyone because, you know, I play and I play big. And, you know, that's why, you know, you play big, so you and I can relate on those levels, so it's fun. And, Benny, if you have a song later at some point, you want to, you know, put your little song in there, you know, whatever inspires you, because I know you always have the best songs.
She does.
So the game I want to play, and that is this this therapy because, you know, everything we're talking about vibration, we're talking about positivity, we're talking about raising our vibe, our daily vibe, and doing the great things that we came here to do, right? And so sometimes when with the chaotic world that's unfolding and when we go down into the dump, how can we raise ourselves out of that environment when we're getting depressed or when we're getting, you know, kicked in the pants by life's happenings, right? And so brag therapy is what I call this. And so today I want to brag and I want, and so I'm going to give every person that wants to come up to the mic 5 minutes to brag. And then I'm just going to give you the instructions of how to start and where to start and how this is going to go. Because, you know, in the old world, we used to be taught to, who do you think you are?
Right. No, wasn't it more like this, Benny, help me out. It's like, it was more like, who do you think you are? Like, who do you think you are? Like, really? Who do you think you are? What? Seriously, you? Right? Like that. That's in our minds. That's in ourselves. Like somebody said that to us.
Yeah, if somebody did program that in, you think you are like shine, like calm down, you know, don't show off. Don't be too bright. Don't be too big. Don't be too bold. Don't be too creative. You're making too much noise. Don't be too loud. All these, who do you think you are? And so now what I want to do is I want to start with you, Pat, and then of course we'll take turns. And Benny, do you have a stopwatch? We need to give everybody 5 minutes. And so basically, what it is, Pat, here's the instruction: is that you're talking to God, you're the God of your understanding of Source, Universe, whoever it is. So you're informing the field. And so I want you to speak to God, Source, the Universe, informing the field. You would start out with a very high note. Who do you think you are? I'm the one, the king or queen that has stepped into, you know, my greatest blessing. I'm the one. And then just carry on from there. And you can look at your life, mm-hmm. think about this, and think about, and what I'd like you to do is close your eyes.
Oh, that's easy. And Benny, you're going to have to interrupt because you know I could go past 5 minutes, right?
Benny, we need 5 minutes.
I will start timing as soon as you begin, sure.
So do you have the instructions, Pat?
I got it.
You got it? See?
I have your instructions. They're crystal clear. Now, are we having people call in?
People that
want to do this.
Yes, they can call in. We have plenty of time.
Okay, 1-800-930-2819. Benny knows how to keep time and answer the phone.
And Benny, I want you to come in too at some point and give us your 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
If you feel like it, Benny. Only if you feel like it. And Malia, she's here. She can.
Yes, she's here. That's right.
That manifested this powerful dream job that she's at right now.
That's right.
She's a powerful manifester. So she is that one. She's that. Who do you think you are? I'm that one. So,
you know what I love? Here's going to be part of my bragging thing. This is what I love. I have producer Malia who's been with us, 5 weeks. And what I love about this is in 5 weeks to be able to learn even in an inkling of what we have here. But to go beyond that and to say, did you hear her say to me at the beginning, how do I sound? Do I sound right?
Yeah.
So you have somebody, and this is, you pray for this when you're somebody like me. And you pray for it when you hire people. And you wonder, are we going to have people that just do their job? Or is it going to be like Benny, picks the right songs all the time? Or Malia, who after 5 weeks, 4 weeks, says, I think I'm going to try a different mic today on the production station.
Yeah.
Right?
Intuitive.
I mean, that is confidence. That's courage.
Yeah.
That's innovation.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to go on for my 5 minutes.
So I want you to start on a high note. Like, I am the one. Like, you're boxing the God to the universe.
You know, like, I'm a reverend. You know, like, I have so this is going to be my reverend version.
Go for it.
All right. Ready? Do I get a countdown or just go?
Benny?
I'm just going to do loosely counting here, and we'll go. Mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3, too, and I want to say to everybody out there, if you don't call in, please do it with us, right? Cornelia, they can do it with us.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I want to start out by saying thank you, Father, Mother, God, the God of my understanding and the God that is most amazing. I want to give thanks for everything that you have lined up, orchestrated, organized in my life. I want to give thanks for the amazing blessings of having two moms. You know, one mom, my birth mom, that taught me about love and caring, and another mom that taught me, well, you got to do the dishes, and by the way, brush your teeth. I want to thank you for an extraordinary upbringing, one that taught me from the many, many hard things in life, because to be honest with you, I couldn't have orchestrated a life like that. And I want to thank you for giving me the gift of stuttering at a very young age, because what I learned how to do as a person that stuttered through your teenage years, and I'll just say, don't try to ask anybody out on a date during those days, but I want to give you thanks for teaching me something extraordinary. Something that taught me how to listen, how to understand the power of questions. I want to thank you for enabling me to recognize that within me there was something calling me forward, something powerful. You know, the energy that some people call rebellious, that spark that I think we all get, but for some reason in me ignited at a very young age. I want to thank you for giving me the courage and the power to step out and march down streets in New York City in protest of rights and in thinking about what people may or may not have as opportunities. I want to thank you for giving me an extraordinary opportunity in my entire life to work for a company where I could excel, to go from pushing a mail cart to becoming an executive, only to discover that the alignment in my life was not in integrity and have the courage to look my boss in the face and tell her she was being unjust. I want to thank you for giving me the ability and the talent to be able to help other people, whether it's teaching a five-year-old how to hit a table tennis ball at 30 miles an hour or working with the incredible people that we work with on the show. I want to thank you mostly for this. I want to thank you for giving me the courage and the acknowledgement to realize that my life full of addiction as the way of my legacy and my family wasn't going to be my pattern. I wasn't going to end up like my mom, my sisters, in that realm of death that comes from addiction. I want to thank you for giving me the gift and the power to be able to step forth and just look at my life and say, look, I want more. And now I have the honor of working with women all over the world. All over the world. I work with women all over the world struggling not to take that next drink, not to take that next drug, not to deny themselves their lives. And I want to thank you, God, Mother, Father, Goddess, Universe, my ruling planet Jupiter, for allowing me to recognize that in this world there are people that are so precious to you. My best friend, Linda, since 1972. I want to thank you for giving me the level of awareness that enabled me to look her mother in the eye, straight in the eye for the first time in my life. At age 24 years old, I never looked anybody in the eyes. I want to thank you for giving me that gift and power. Because today in the world, I look in the eyes of the world. I look and I ask, what can we create here? What are we creating at the Transformation Network? And I want to thank you for giving me the most incredible team of people that I get to work with every day. Jessica, who stepped in here as an intern, please, please, an intern that walked in here, didn't say two words, learned everything she could learn out of a room in my house that was not even the size of a garage is where this was born. I want to thank you for showing me what a great producer is in Benny Mathers and having me learn from him how to straighten up and do the things I'm supposed to do. And maybe once in a while, follow a few broadcast rules, like please don't cuss. I want to thank you for all of the gifts and talents in the world that you have allowed me to bring forward in my life. But more importantly, I want to thank you so much for giving me the power and empowerment to change the world through the voices of others. So many hosts on a network that is now on the verge of expanding through a technology that is getting ready to grow because why? You all have asked for it. It's taken us a little time to get it, but I want to thank you for giving me the ability to stand in courage and do the things that are needed to do in the world you want us to build. And I want to thank you for the year that's to come. It's a year that I've seen on my plate for a long time. I want to thank you for giving me the ability to step out, you know, to write my book, to bring a personal message to women all over the world. You know, the women that live in abusive relationships. You know, for those of you that are like me that have lost a mom to suicide and depression, I want to thank you for allowing us to be in the best of health and shape and to be of so much service to others. And I want to thank you most of all for allowing me and others to have a vision that is infinite.
Where's the drum roll, Benny?
I don't know about the drum roll, but I've got an applause for you. How about that? That works.
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay. Well done, Pat. That was beautiful.
All I say is I'm so moved. I'm so moved. My headlights are shining. I got chills all over my body. And really, it's like, listen. This is not something that you have practiced in speech, in speaking. This was coming out of the core of your being, and this was the communion and the connection that you have with living your best life.
Yeah.
That was all just flowing like a freaking stream just coming out of you, and it was just like, wow, nonstop. You go, girl. You go, Reverend. You go get it.
You know, I'm so glad you're doing this, because may I say this, as women, maybe there are some women, but as women, generally speaking, we're not taught to brag. My stepmom was that teacher. My birth mom taught me about open hearts. My stepmom, feisty as she was, young, taught us how to stand and make sure we're proud of who we are, no matter who we are. And as women, I think we forget to do that sometimes. You know, we forget to stop and acknowledge who we are.
Acknowledge our accomplishments, acknowledge where we've come from, and acknowledge all the things that you so beautifully articulated, your gratitude. Mm-hmm. It's clear that you have a gratitude practice. It's clear that you are regularly living in that, and it was very moving to hear all of that.
Thank you. Powerful, Cornelia, powerful. Look, would you like to take a short break, and then when we come back, we go right to the phones. What do you think?
I think that's perfect.
Okay. Before we go, how do people find out more about you? How do they find out about some of the things I mentioned earlier in the show about you that have now taken shape and form?
Well, they can always find me here at TTR, but they can also find me on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram. They can check me out on my YouTube channel, Cornelia Stephanie, or the website, CorneliaStephanie.com, CorneliaStephanieTV.com, all part of this creative, co-creative process that I've, you know, developed here since I've been together with you.
I love it. We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, Susan from Phoenix, yes, Nancy from Edmonton, we're going to be taking your calls. This is your time, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course, as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's a little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
The best Terrific Tuesday, dude.
Tacos are today, too.
Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, Taco Tuesday. As long as you pass it on Taco Tuesday, so it's the best day for me.
Do you know who the queen of tacos really is on my team? Do you want to guess who the queen of tacos is? It's not me.
It's got to be Linda.
Not the queen. No. Linda's, no. Jessica.
Oh, okay.
Jessica is Jessica Taco Henderson.
Oh, that's good.
Wow, she's just rolling.
Oh, my God, is she listening? Malia's going to go tell her. Malia's going to pull this clip out.
I heard her eyes roll, probably. Sorry, Jessica.
But she is. She makes, I think we even had tacos for her wedding.
That sounds
good.
That
makes you
a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tease her. I will be teasing her. That's fun. No.
Oh, but it's really good tacos. It's really like homemade. It's like,
you know what tacos I like? Are they from the taco truck?
Yes. Oh. When I went to school in California, OMG. My friends took me to places to eat tacos like you have never had before.
I think I have to go to a taco truck after this show.
Yes. Do you know where there's a good one?
Yes.
Okay, right in Bothell. There was, well, now I don't know if they're doing trucks now, but in Bothell, there's this corner right on Bothell Ever Higher in the QFC, and this taco truck was sitting there for the longest time. Oh, it's so good. How do we get on tacos? Because we're bragging.
Yes, we're bragging.
We're bragging. Tacos. We're bragging.
There's two people in the chat. I think
let's do it.
One person contacted on Instant Messenger Facebook. So whoever's first, whoever's in the queue.
Yeah. Yeah. Malia, are you able to see the Facebook instant message? Let's go to the phones. But let's see what Susan wants to do, Benny.
All right, Susan from Phoenix, welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay, Dr. Pat?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Okay, great. I am standing in the airport. I've got a mask on my face, being safe here, but I had to call in for a brag therapy today. Hello, Cornelia.
Hey, Susan. So glad you called in.
Thank you. You know I love everything about the idea of who do you think you are? I want to take 1 minute if I can. I don't have 5 minutes because the plane is coming in, but may I go with who I think I am?
Go now.
I think I am a creature that God has created to receive. I feel the energy rising in me to take the responsibility I feel I have been divinely given to lead women in the second half of life to find their spirit, connect to their soul, pursue their purpose with a passion that is deep and abiding, using the wisdom gleaned and gained from life that turns into the intuition that guides us for the remainder of our days and possibly into the world to come. I call it Hashem. I call God Hashem. I thank Hashem for giving me the strength, courage, conviction, energy, and experiences to overcome my own struggles and the fear that faced me before when I lived in a type A life. As I grew through that, through my own perseverance and my own conviction to my purpose, I said yes, and I found my own soul connection, and that is what I say now. I say yes to God, that I accept the responsibility and the purpose of helping women in the second half of life find a joy point again, to find passion inside relationship or outside the current relationship that they have, and mostly to feel connected to their self-energy. We call that soul. And so that's my bride therapy today. I want to say yes, I accept, and I'm proud of that acceptance. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for everything you've done. Also, for my early start. And Cornelia, I love you, friend.
Yahoo! I'll tell you, yahoo to that.
That was awesome.
So, ready? Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane.
Her mom's coming in. Her mom's coming in. She's picking up.
Yes, my mom, my 85-year-old mentor mom is coming in. So I'm meeting her. She left on a jet plane to come out to Sedona, Arizona for her own soul healing.
Wow. So love you, Susan.
Susan, we love you. Always can count on you to show up and show up big, lady.
Yeah.
You know it. I got you. Let's get it.
Let's
take
get
good
it.
Care, everyone. I will listen to the remainder of the show.
Thank you, Susan. Let's get it.
Let's get
it. I like that. Let's get it. One of the things we want to do is I want to keep this rolling.
Let's keep it rolling.
I want to keep it rolling. Benny, can we keep it rolling with, like, one of our fabulous listener viewers from the north?
Northern, further than the U.S. Yes, that would be Edmonton, California, or Edmonton, Alberta,
north,
California. Right.
More north than, like, North Dakota.
Something like that, sure. Nancy Nance, hello.
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for giving everyone this opportunity. I think that it is beyond important that we stand in our power and that we tell the world the wonders that we're creating. And I want to thank you so much for providing this opportunity, not just for me up here next to Canada, but for everybody in this world to reach out and embrace their greatness. I am so thankful to the great architect of the one divine universe for giving me the strength, the courage, the determination, the motivation to make it through the madness so that I can teach others how to embrace the joy that they were meant to live, to go beyond surviving, to thriving in this world, to embracing each and every trauma and trigger as it unfolds, so that we can become greater than we think we can. so that we can reach out to those who inspire us, so that we can inspire others. I want to thank most of all my family for standing beside me, my friends for encouraging me, for the universe for bringing me an abundance of opportunity in each and every day. I think I am blessed. I know I am powerful, and I know that with courage, strength, and faith, all things are possible. Mic drop.
Goodness, she said mic drop. Did you hear that? Mic drop.
Mic drop? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Nancy, are you still here?
Hello. I'm still here. I'm still here.
Yes, you are. That was just a wonderful brag. Thank you. Thank you. It was the wonderful truth. It was the truth.
An avenue to gratitude. Every day.
You could definitely feel
every day and joy. It's everything that I live for. It's a legacy. It's a revolution, and I will never stop. Never.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in and for doing this good work, for doing God's good work that you came here to do, to remember the truth of who you are and help others.
Yeah, and also for being a role model. I mean, Nancy, one of the things I want to say about it is that, you know, by us here and doing something like this, Cornelia, Nancy, Susan, anybody else listening, all of y'all that want to call in and give it a shot, you know, we're helping other people that may not be able to raise themselves up quite yet. But we're helping them by creating a vibration where we're demonstrating the fact that we are worth it. And we are worthy. You know, we are people that have been given a life so that we can not just be in service of others, but be in service of ourselves. You know, to do what we need to do to be the best of what we can be and contribute. And Nancy, and that's really what you shared today. And I want to encourage everyone out there, if 3 minutes scares you or 2 minutes scares you, it doesn't matter to us. We would love to hear from you to take a moment to acknowledge yourself. Take a moment to acknowledge something about yourself. You know, I realized after I did that little acknowledgement, there was one thing I didn't brag about.
What was that?
It didn't come up for me in my consciousness in that moment.
What was it?
And, well, you know, I play a sport. And I talk about it and I joke about it, but I love it. And when I play, people ask me, do you play with regular people or do you play with your age group? And I just look at them like, what do you mean? It's a sport. You hit a white ball. You just play. You play with people. You can play with a 9-year-old, except I don't play with 9-year-olds anymore. They're way too good. But you can play with anybody. And what I realize is in this world, and what you're doing today, is it doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter what your spiritual religious beliefs are. You are more than enough. And that's what, Cornelia, you're enabled. You've opened this portal for people.
Yeah. And actually, while we're in the creation of this show together, co-creating, because I'm all about the co-creation part that I love so much, and I was actually had the idea that I'm going to take this show, this brand, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to continue on doing it.
Yeah.
Just because of the, you know, the just where you were, listening to you, Pat, sharing so effortlessly where you are, and then Nancy calling in, and I knew Susan would call in, and but opening it up for others to have this experience. Because here's the thing, we know that with the traumas that we've had to overcome, life challenges, all the things that we've had to deal with, from you talked about homelessness to, you know, the traumas, the being stuttering, the things that you've had to overcome, and to then come to a place of where you are today and how you've surrounded yourself with so many beautiful people. And you did mention your mother committing suicide. And I was just this last past weekend, I'm still in deep, deep, deep grief, Pat, right now. I am deeply, deeply processing. I was with my beautiful close friend, and you know her. She's an influencer out in the world, Janet Haycox. She lost her son on July the 12th to suicide. I'm sorry, July 11th to suicide.
Yeah.
And so I've been with her all week and her family throughout that whole thing. And you know that personally, you've heard my story before about suicide and how, you know, I know that pain. I know what that is like. And how, you know, so when we're talking about bragging, I'm going to go into my brag right now.
Please do.
I'm going to go into my brag right now. And the way that I brag and the way that I speak to God, I call God babe. Because calling God babe is just the way that I have a beautiful relationship and a beautiful communication with. Babe, I'm the one. I am the one that is here to share all your glory with the world. I'm the one that's grateful to be still alive to this day, to co-create together with these amazing miracle workers to bring heaven to earth. Babe, I'm your one. I'm the one that is tirelessly, tirelessly, fearlessly, fearlessly standing for the truth. I'm that one. And I'm the one that is, you know, dedicated and courageous, committed to bringing that heaven to earth, that peace on earth, in the midst of all of the destruction, in the midst of witnessing the crimes of humanity, all the absolutely horrible things that have been done here. I'm the one to be a conduit for you to bring the love that you have for us, for all of us, to bring my love to this space so that we can heal together, that we can all heal. I'm the one that wakes up with you in the morning, and the first thing I think about is how I can shine your light, this beautiful light, sharing your voice, your truth, your promise, the promise that we can live the original blueprint that you wanted us to have on this planet, that what you wanted to give your children. I'm the one to represent you. And I'm so grateful that I'm still alive. And I thank you for the many times that I've tried to commit suicide and actually kill myself, that it didn't happen, and that you sent all these angels and these amazing people to these interventions so that I can achieve and transcend suicide, that I can overcome the addictions of being addicted to crack cocaine and other methamphetamine drugs that most people never overcome, and that I've overcome smoking and drinking and all of the addictions because I was at the deep root core of myself, hated who I was, and I'm sorry for that. And I'm sorry for that because I recognize that at that root core is where you were, and that your love, your unconditional love, that is who I am. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for my tenacity to be able to, no matter what, keep showing up to feed the children. All the children, all the ones, because that's why we're doing this. And like our beautiful Nancy said, to live beyond survival. That's the fifth dimension. That's heaven on earth. That's peace on earth. To live beyond survival. That's the new consciousness. That is your promise. And that's what we're all doing here in this network with the beautiful podcasts and creative abilities that we have, that you've given us, and that we're here to share with each other. And I'm so grateful for all the lovely people that you keep sending me to partner with. And that is whether they are a catalyst for my growth, whether it's an opportunity for love, no matter what it is, I'm grateful to be here and to have a physical body in at this time of now. And I'm that force of nature that is here, that is like you in the representation and the likeness of you, and I'm grateful. So that's my brag. That's it. It wasn't probably 5 minutes, but it feels like a lifetime. Yeah.
It's actually transformative. I mean, and thank you so much for that. You know, there's an expression, when two or more are gathered. And, you know, many people fill in the blanks after that. But there's an expression about that, when we come together, and how powerful it is. And, you know, Cornelia, you know, this is an act of vulnerability. And I want to thank you for that. You know, this is where, through this level of acknowledgement and vulnerability and sharing and caring, this is what inspires other people to take the next step. And you know what I love about all of this and the way you're approaching this, it doesn't matter where you are today. It doesn't matter if you're like me, where I was on a couch, unable to move, or, you know, one of the points in time where I lost everything in my life and thought I can't go on. And what you're really acknowledging in people is that it doesn't matter where you are. You're still more than that. You know, Matt James said something to me a number of years ago, and I never forgot the phrase that he used, and it stuck me. And he said to me, you know, Pat, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. And that's Matt James's phrase, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. And I never forgot it, and it was so pertinent for me at the point in time in my life. You know, and he said it on air during the show, and it was so powerful because I was at a really low place. And what you just did in deep gratitude and acknowledgement for not just the situation of your life, but the ability to rise up. And I think we have one more caller.
Wow. Let's get it.
Yes. Benny, can we go to Denise?
Sounds good. Denise from Rochester, Minnesota. Hi, Denise.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Denise.
Hello. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good. You're live. You ready to do some bragging?
I am, Cornelia. Thank you. And Dr. Pettis, I'm ready to do some bragging.
All right. It's all you. I'm going to give you a countdown, and then off you go, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Give it a big 5, 4, 3, 2, Denise.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is amazing. I absolutely love watching Dr. Pat every time I learn something new. And Miss Cornelia Stephanie, hello there. I am so thrilled to have been brought into your world, my friend. What you are creating with Cornelia Stephanie Media Group is truly amazing. I feel fortunate. I feel inspired every day by your message, your love, and your caring of others. And I just think it's so important that people know what is going on in the world and that this is a new undertaking. This is a beautiful, beautiful time for us to show love, courage, and truly be in love in this space. And as you're creating this heaven on earth, thank you for allowing me to be part of that.
Wow, that's beautiful, Denise. Thank you so much. You know, it's so moving when the miracles happen, things that we've been creating for a long time, and then, you mm-hmm. know, you hear the gratitude, you hear the acknowledgement, yeah. like you, Pat, like yeah. with you, Denise, you hear these things, and it's like, wow, you know, this is our tribe. These are our people.
Yeah.
We've made it. We've come together. We did it. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the chills, and it's all good. And so, Denise, I want you to share, just let the people know, you know, a little bit about, you know, what you do. Just I want to tell everybody what you do. And
yeah, come on, Denise. Tell us.
You, Denise, where they can find you.
Okay.
Because you're all about the nurturer. You're the nurturing queen. So you need to, you know, we need nurturing. We need good mothering. So tell us about it.
Thank you. So I am the quote-unquote CEO and curator at livinghealthylist.com. And my goal for Living Healthy List is to provide women and a few smart men with honest, reliable, and unbiased information in health, wellness, personal development, and bringing a little bit more fun into life. Because so many of us are struggling. We're not eating well. We're not sleeping. There's so many problems that we have that truly we can fix by connecting with the right people, the right experts, the right coaches. And my goal is truly to give the information, but also to connect people to the experts who can help them along their journey, whatever their journey may be. And people can find us at livinghealthylist.com.
Awesome, Denise. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Denise, thank you. Thank you, Denise. Thank you for really thinking big. Thank you for acting big. And I love this because I think if I were to ask us all, Denise, you included, Cornelia, you, I think if I were to ask us all, we would go back and think about our beginnings. You know, I think about starting, people say humble beginnings. I don't even think about them as humble. My beginnings were like Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4. You know, when you dig deep into what some of us have gone through, abuse in Catholic boarding school, all sorts of things, you know, rising up from relationships or mean bosses or just plain situations of life, loss and grief and death, and then here we are. And I think this is really why, Cornelia, what you're doing is so important, because you're meeting people where they are. Maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking, I have nothing to brag about. We're going to say to you, we want to help you with that. Cornelia, tell folks how they can get involved in this.
Well, the first thing is just start where you are. You know, if you really look at your life right now, like Pat said, if you look at your life and you look at even from now to where you were, you know, your whole life, you're going to see how absolutely courageous you are, how you always are able to make it no matter what. You're listening to this, and then start acknowledging some of the things that you've overcome, that you've been blessed by, the things that you know, even the challenging things, and most especially the challenging things, because that's where the gold is. So, you know, start there, and start there with the gratitude, and then start surrendering and just thanking God, Source, the universe, whatever connection you have, that you're grateful to be alive and that you're grateful to be, and Spirit, show me what's next. Show me what's next. I'm here. I came to be the best that I can be in this physical body. And so it's uncomfortable. There's many challenges, but rather than standing in the challenge and feeling victimized, be curious to, wow, how can I expand out of this? And I wonder what the solutions are going to be, and I wonder what amazing gifts are going to come out of this. And as soon as you open that, you open yourself up to the portals. And don't believe that negativity, that you're too small and that you're not good enough and that you're sick and that you're tired and that you're all of these. Don't believe these things, because the truth of the matter is that you are and a magnificent, an amazing, magnificent, beautiful expression of God. That is the truth. That is the truth. That is who you are. That is who you are. So start there.
Cornelia, I want to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute. One of the things I love about this and your approach to this and the energy, I want to thank everybody that called in, you know, and the folks that are on social media as well. Thank you so much for this. I wanted to ask you this, because once you start to acknowledge who you are and who you've been in your life, the universe responds with who you can become. See, and this is what I love about what you're doing. You know, we can brag about those things in our lives and what we've learned, But really, the next step is to step into the fullness of who we are going to become. And that's the power of what you did today and what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Because can you imagine? Here's the thing. When we have healed our wounds from the past, when we have taken responsibility and remember the truth of who we are, what will we become? But what will we do with our energy, and what will we do with this planet? And that is why this therapy is helpful to your evolution.
I want to ask you this. There is so much that we've talked about today. I want to make sure folks know about what you've created, your network, some of the things and the special people you have on, and also their messaging and what this is bringing forth, as well as your personal message for us today, and how can people tune in?
Well, right now, the way that people can tune in is, you know, we've got Fridays here at TTR. So a lot of the hosts from 12 o'clock on Fridays, we've got the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group hosts that are all podcasts, and they've come in because I've invited them in, and they've all got their podcasts. We've got them.
Yeah.
We've got Chris Del Vega, we've got Susan Axelrod, we have Denise, we have The Crooked Climb, we have Suzanne, we have Diane Solano. So on Fridays, people can check us out where, you know, we're always bringing you the best of the best like you do, Pat. And basically, I'm positioning these people and positioning the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group as the new Hay House. So that's what I'm rolling out with all of this. And would you believe we're going to have the Cornelia Stephanie Media app.
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, so that is, you know, what's coming next. And this is all part of our expression and collaboration and co-creation together. And it's really, we have to have some excuse to come together and do good things. And having these platforms being online, having your platform, Dr. Pat, has given me the opportunity to be my authentic self, and I'm eternally grateful for our collaboration. And also, we've gone through some difficult times together as a network, and we made it.
And, you know, I don't think that you get life without going through difficult times. What is it that Kelly Clarkson says? If it don't kill you, it makes you stronger. And I think it's the difficult times that teach us the most pivotal lessons in life if we're open to receiving them. You know, we learn together, we grow together. You know, I mean, if you ever wonder what the pain of growing is like, talk to a little infant who's growing them teeth, boy.
Yeah.
You want to find out what it feels like to grow some bones? There it is. Yeah. But what you're talking about is both the inner, the outer, and that which we cannot see. Cornelia, thank you so much. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Embrace the truth of who you are, and, you know, make that your mantra. I want to know the truth of who I am. That's it. When you go for that, you can't go wrong.
All right, everybody. I love it. Please think about this. Think about the things that show up for you. Think about the things. If you just acknowledge for a second something about you that even in the worst of your times makes you more than enough. Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Malia. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you, Penny Mathers, here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town over on I-5 northbound, just north of Columbian Way, around Milepost 164. A recent collision partially blocking the right hand lane and partially blocking the right center lane. Good thing, though, is the response team has arrived on the scene along with State Patrol. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Coffee with the Universe. And your host, Laura Goldstein. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. A congressional aide for Nancy Pelosi is positive for COVID-19. A spokesman for the House Speaker confirmed the staffer is fully vaccinated. He noted the individual has had no contact with the California Democrats since being exposed. Pelosi's entire press office is working remotely today, with the exception of those who've had no exposure or have had a recent negative test. The rift between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci is growing.
The evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. There will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator.
During a tense hearing, Paul suggested the NIH veteran has lied to Congress, and Fauci accused the Kentucky Republican of displaying a pattern of behavior about NIH funding that is based on no reality. Paul suggested Fauci has lied to Congress about gain-of-function research. Fauci said he's never lied to Congress and argued if anyone is lying, it's Senator Paul. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is back on Twitter after violating its COVID misinformation policy. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says this was an important step in stopping misinformation being spread over social media.
600,000 people lost their lives from COVID-19, in part because of the coronavirus, but it was enabled by the defiance around masks and social distancing and now vaccines.
A pair of tweets from Green were recently labeled as misleading, and last night she was locked out of the social media site for 12 hours. A spokesman for Twitter says that if she continues to share misinformation about COVID online, the Georgia Republican could be suspended permanently. California has secured a federal grant allowing local governments to get help in fighting the Dixie Fire that's burned more than 59,000 acres in Northern California. The grant from FEMA enables local, state, and tribal agencies to get reimbursed for up to 75% of their costs in fighting the fire. Currently, more than 2,400 fire personnel are assigned to the blaze. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Voices of Experience airs Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 8 a.m. My name is Paul Casey, your host. It's been a very tough year. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. We'll focus on how things will look in the post-pandemic world as far as travel, health, fitness, public affairs. Also, is this a good time to start your own business? The show is predicated on the fact that experience is our best teacher, and that's the people we talk with. That's Voices of Experience airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 8 a.m.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather. Outlook for Tuesday, we'll cloudy skies and a little bit of rain through mid-morning, then gradual clearing by this afternoon. High temperatures around 72, 73 degrees. Tonight, those clouds will hang around, low temperatures dropping down to about 55. For Wednesday, much of the same, clouds in the morning, afternoon clearing, highs cooler, around 70. Partly cloudy skies for Wednesday night, lows down to about 54. For Thursday and running up into the weekend, though, more sunshine expected, high temperatures on the rise, from the low 70s to the upper 70s by Saturday. Clear skies through the overnight. Lows in the mid-50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
How do you start your day? Are you focused, energized, and tuned in to your higher self? Or do you wake up anxious, unmotivated, and already overwhelmed by your giant to-do list? Welcome to Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein, where we'll have inspiring and practical conversations around how to reverse daily struggle and show up calm, collected, and confident instead. As a psychotherapist, spiritual advisor, yoga teacher, and influential speaker, Laura will discuss all things morning routine for increased productivity, mental clarity, greater connection with self, and better decision making. So grab your favorite cup of joe and come sit down with Laura. Coffee with the Universe starts now.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Coffee with the Universe, where we have conversations around how to start your day calm, collected, confident, and connected to your higher self. Before we get started, I want to welcome two people. One is in the background. We have a new producer, Edvin. So welcome, Edvin. You'll hear him pipe in his little nuggets of wisdom every so often. So we welcome you to the show.
Hello.
And also, my guest today, Stephen Lawson, founder of Monk Manual. And I'm so excited because I love productivity, but I think sometimes productivity or that sense of having to be, quote, productive sets us up to be super busy and not very intentional. And I found this planner called the Monk Manual. It's not really a planner. I'm sure Stephen will get more into that. And it's really changed my life. So we're going to dive right in. I do want to remind you this is a live call-in show. So if you do have a question about today's topic or you just want to comment, maybe you're a Monk Manual user and want to say how awesome it is, please feel free to do that. The calling number is 1-800-930-2819. And if you're watching on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page, please feel free to type in your question or comment in the chat box. Edvin will be monitoring that and we'll be sharing that information with us. All right, so let's dive in. The Monk Manual, there's a whole philosophy behind this. And so I'm going to have Stephen introduce himself because he'll do a much better job at it than I will. So go ahead, Stephen, just introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and maybe what your philosophy is behind the Monk Manual.
Great. Well, first of all, Laura, thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited for this conversation today. You know, it's difficult for me to speak concisely around the Monk Manual because it's one of those things that is so deeply intertwined with my own journey that it's really kind of like there's an iceberg underneath it, right? There's a lot. I like to think that it's almost like a Venn diagram where all these different areas of my life kind of converged into this central piece, right? So to explain the Monk Manual can be a pretty long journey. But to summarize, when I was a high schooler, actually, I started getting really into this idea that it was better to live an examined life than one that wasn't examined, that it's better to kind of confront some level of deeper truth, even if it makes you feel uncomfortable. And I think that started orienting me down a path where I got really into philosophy, really into productivity, psychology, spiritual growth, in different phases and kind of in different manifestations over different periods of my life. And most recently, probably about 5 years ago, I was most deeply into the productivity space and had found myself really highly effective on some level from what you would call, what most people would think of as productivity, right? So I was getting a lot done, and I think I was actually not only working hard, but I was working fairly smart. But still what was ending up happening was at the end of the day, I'd often feel a sense of a lack of peace, right? Like it was almost like I was living my day like I was on Wall Street, racing through things, trying to get all this stuff done. And at the end of the day, because I wasn't really even present for the majority of my day, I wasn't really sure of what had happened. I wasn't really sure of what the meaning of all of it was. I just kind of felt empty, right? And what I ended up realizing was that when I was encountering a lot of psychology around meaning and around things like positive psychology, I started seeing so much overlap between the best of what I was finding in productivity circles with what I was finding in these spaces in psychology, and then what I also found from these more like wisdom teachers from different spiritual traditions. And all that seemed to align around some core kind of orientations towards work and daily life in the world that I felt most prominently actually was lived out amongst monks, which was kind of fascinating me. I'd come in contact with monks in various capacities at different times. And it always struck me that, you know, one of the benefits of something like a monk is they're so novel to us, right? Like we're kind of locked into this way of thinking about life, right? Like there's so much that's already programmed for us the moment we wake up, right? We're born into a whole culture of best practices around what everything means. And something like a monk is, in some ways, they signify something very, very different. It doesn't make sense to our modern minds of why that would really even be a path that would be a path of fulfillment, right? It's so contrary. And yet it was in that I ended up seeing, you know, there's a lot that seems to be geared around servicing some of our deeper desires as human beings. So from there, I was really intrigued by this idea of can you take I really don't believe that we can live the true form of monasticism in the world, right? We can't live, most of us can't live a regimen schedule where every day at 11 o'clock we're doing manual labor or teaching and then we're in meditation. And then we live in a very dynamic environment. But I did think that we could potentially arrive at some of the same functionality, the core function of why someone would join a monastery, that we could arrive at some of those same things through intentionality, through things like reflection, preparation. So that's what the Monk's Manual itself came out of. It is called a planner, but it's different than most planners than I think most people will be used to, because it's not really about managing tasks or to-dos. It's really meant to be more of like a system of life that you work through, that's kind of a point of entry for engaging the lessons of life that might be coming at you every single day. So.
Yeah, I agree. I would have called myself, and maybe I still do, a little bit of a planner junkie, just because I love planning. It's like built into my soul. I joke that like I came out of the womb with like highlighters and color-coded sticky notes, like ready to organize. Mm-hmm. And I've tried a bunch of different planners, journals, some that they're all very spiritual in context, like some really focus on what are your core values, but like every time I'd be like, oh, bright new shiny one, I always come back to the Monk Manual. And I felt that because we have this false sense of productivity, it's like hustle. I hate that word, hustle. You know, really hustle and you can, you know, make money and be successful. And that put so much pressure on me that when I didn't have something filled with like 20 to-dos, I almost felt like I wasn't good enough. I wasn't successful enough. I wasn't accomplishing what I needed to accomplish. And I think when you talk about like the monks, they're operating from this internal peace. And as a yoga teacher, I try to teach this to my students, that when we operate from that place of just peace and inner wisdom, it truly is a game changer when it comes to planning your day and executing the tasks of your day. So I do think that we have this false sense of accomplishment out there, like the message that society tells us.
Yeah, there's a quote, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's by Kurt Vonnegut. It goes something along the lines of, Human beings are really bad at telling the difference between the good news and the bad news, at least like relative to the moment, right? And what's interesting is a lot of the productivity culture is built off this idea that the way you become productive is by increasing action, right? It's hustle, it's action, it's work hard, it's all these things, which sounds so nice, but we also know that when you really look at something, or when you zoom out even just a little bit, action is not the same as progress, right? Like you can go really, really fast in the wrong direction, and you are moving fast and you are acting in a very strong way, but you're not getting any closer to your actual goal, right? And sometimes actually moving closer to that goal takes you to go a little slower. It actually takes you to go slower so that you see the exit ramp that you have to turn off of, so that you don't miss the sign that says it's a cliff right here, right? And then the other piece, I'm generally a very hopeful person, but I get really passionate about this because I think it does people a very great disservice, right? Most of us are trying to figure out how to make our lives work, right? People who are listening right now, chances are they're thinking, my life's working relatively well. I want to make it work better in one way or another, right? And we look to people. We look to people who will model something for us that we can say, hey, I want to follow this or I want to follow that or I want something of what this person has. Now, the problem is so many of the people that we post up as kind of like heroes or models for us, especially in the productivity culture, but even more globally than that, it's a very specific model of success, which seems to correlate with happiness. But, I've met some very wealthy people, and from a holistic standpoint, their lives are often complete disasters. And I'm not saying that in a judgmental way, but when you really see it close up, what you end up realizing is when you're willing to have tunnel vision and sacrifice everything around a specific niche part of a human experience, it's not really that hard to succeed in that area. But that doesn't mean that correlates with a fulfilled, meaningful, full life, right? All it means is that you might look really good. You might look like you've been successful in one area. And I want to highlight that because I do think there's a real tragedy on the back end, because a lot of times the people we look to as models, we really shouldn't. They really don't deserve our trust as models for our life.
Well, it's just like in Facebook, you know, anybody can post what they want to make themselves look a certain way or be a certain way. But it's like, yeah, take it all with a grain of salt because you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with, too, like when we look at our to-do list and all this action that we're taking, there's so much on our plate that is stuff that we don't even want to do, or stuff that doesn't even get us moving in the direction of our goals. We set these goals, and I'm totally guilty of that. I have a book that I've been writing for like 5 years now, and it's like, yes, every year, you know, this is going to be my goal. But then when you look at what is actually on my plate, there's nothing on there that's actually working towards that. I'm very acutely aware of that. I remind myself all the time. But In general, there is this tendency to fill our lives with activities that isn't even our activities. You know, it's to please somebody else because we think we should, because we think we have to. And when we plan our day and structure our lives around that, 7 years goes by and we're like, you know, damn, we're not even closer to what, you know, I'm not even close to what I wanted to achieve, and now 7 years has gone by. And I feel like having a plan to slow that down, just like you say, it actually makes you more productive. And I know it seems so back afterwards, like slow down and do less and you'll be more productive, but this has really taught me that that truly is the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that dynamic plays out on two levels. It plays out on a macro and kind of more of a micro level. On a macro level, you know, I once in a previous role had a project go wrong, and my ego was a little bit hurt, and I felt like people thought I wasn't a great like project manager. So my reaction, my ego's reaction, was to say, I'm going to go and get certified in project management. I started taking like this class. I probably spent 30 hours, legitimately 30 hours on this. And then I ended up realizing 30 hours later that I really did not care about this at all. And actually, I don't even enjoy project management. And it was the stupidest thing to invest in, and I don't know what I was trying to prove. And thank God that I actually ended up realizing that when I did, because I saved some time. But that was 30 hours just completely wasted. That felt necessary at the time. But I wasn't really aware of why I was doing it. I was kind of just being carried by this current, right? And unfortunately, like, that can happen on big projects. That can happen on even bigger scales, right, where you get carried by kind of the momentum of whatever it is, trying to prove yourself this or that. But then on the micro level, I once had a mentor who had me go through an incredible process where they asked me to go and go through my day and write down everything that I do, right? I actually went through a whole week. I wrote down everything I did. And I didn't know what the end point of this was. But then at the end, what they asked me to do was to answer for all these different actions, why do I do that, right? which is, it's such a fascinating experience when you go and say, okay, I brush my teeth. Now, why do I do that? Or why am I doing that, right? Why am I taking a shower in the morning? Why am I doing this and that? And there are some things that you'll end up realizing, man, there's really no purpose to doing this. Like, I'm doing this because maybe it's out of habit. Maybe this is what my parents always did, and I'm just feel like this is what you're supposed to do. But then you also realize that some things that you take for granted that you feel like is almost like a burden, like brushing your teeth or whatever, there actually is something meaningful in that because you're actually trying to serve a greater good, right? We often lose our sense of motivation and purpose when we can't see why what we're doing matters at all, right? And so doing an exercise like that helps you to arrive at, okay, these things actually don't matter, and I can try and negotiate, figure out how to take them out, or at least reduce the scope. But some of these other things do matter, and I can be getting a lot more meaning and a lot more joy and fulfillment from these than I am currently. So, but yeah, that dynamic certainly plays out on so many levels for us, and it is counterintuitive, but it's this slow down to speed up. But I would even say that for me, I don't even know if it's a slow down to speed up. I really think it's I'm not really sure where we're trying to go that we're trying to speed up. You know what I mean? Like, I'd almost rather go slow and try to make the greatest impact I can and be here for the one life that I like am here for, you know, and yeah. Just do it well. So.
And feel at peace at the end of the day, you know. All right. We do need to take a break, but before we break, you sent something out, and there was just one question to ask that I thought was so brilliant, and it really just kind of sums up what we've been talking about. It says, what can I invest in that will give me the greatest return on my investment? And you're talking about time here. And it's almost like if you ask yourself intentionally that question when you're planning out my day, is this a good investment for the kind of life I want to invest in? Is this action related to that? And I think that would just make people so much more aware if they just took that step every day when they're planning out their to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are going to have to take a break. So when we come back, I want to dive more into the Monk Manual. Remember, this is a live call-in show. 1-800-930-2819. If you're watching on Facebook Live and you have a comment or a question, please go ahead and type it in, and we will see you after the break.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Clare, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie, and me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we connect you with your crossover loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello and welcome back to Coffee with the Universe. Today I am talking with Stephen Lawson, founder of Monk Manual, which is kind of like a planner, but it's not really a planner. It's a tool that helps you be much more intentional with what you're doing. And it's really helpful for those that are kind of, sometimes we hit this point in, I want to say like a midlife crisis, a midlife transformation, where we really start to question what we're doing and why, and are we living a purposeful life? Are we doing the things that matter? And in my planner experience, this Monk Manual is the one that I've always come back to. So before the break, we talked a little bit about how productivity in itself is a little deceiving because there's always this pressure to do more, to be more, get more done. But the trick is really slowing down and being more intentional so that you can feel complete and purposeful at the end of the day. So let's dive in a little bit to the inside of the book. Now, I know that people who are listening can't see, and so I'm not really going to do a bunch of screen sharing. But Stephen, can you talk a little bit about how you've broken up this Monk Manual to support people in that goal of just being more intentional?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So the first kind of core dynamic that's playing out is what we call the PAR method, which is this cycle of preparing, acting, and reflecting, right? So in a lot of ways, our actual experience of life follows this very simple pattern, right? Whenever you think about growth, what happens is you're kind of going through this process of like you undertake you're preparing for an action, undertake an action, and then you gain some sort of insight, right? That when you lean into all three, the preparing, acting, and reflecting, you arrive at the highest level of intentionality. You can arrive at some level of growth without preparing. We can't help but act, right? So that's the one piece that's always there. But most productivity tools are going to be based on this model of kind of preparing and then acting. I think one thing that makes the Monk Manual a bit different is this reflection piece. But really, I mean, in some ways, what it's trying to create is this feedback loop, this kind of feedback loop of sorts, a flywheel effect in someone's life where you're kind of preparing for the day or preparing for the week or the month, living into that. So by actually choosing what's most important up front, rather than spending your whole day feeling pulled in 1,000 different directions, you actually can say yes to this and no to everything else, so that then you can experience a certain level of freedom in the present moment to operate in your most creative capacity and to experience a certain level of presence for whoever you're engaged with at that time. But then also on the back end, to then be able to reflect back and to see what really took place in that day, week, or month. So the PAR method is really core to the Monk Manual. And then it kind of follows this waterfall type approach where the idea is you first start with your month, and the month pages are broken into, and you know, I'm going to speak about the Monk Manual, but especially for anyone listening who maybe doesn't feel like they're ready for a planner yet, or you can take these principles and apply them regardless of whether you're using the tool or not. And I really encourage you to. So the idea is on a monthly basis to say, here's my top priorities, right? And then to let those priorities trickle down. So the priorities, if you have maybe here's our top five priorities, then when you're making your weekly priorities for the rest of the month, have those tie back in, right? So everything kind of becomes anchored as it flows back up. Your daily priorities come out of your weekly come out of your monthly, and that way you can make sure that you're allocating the space necessary for the things that are important rather than urgent, because often emotionally we get drawn to just dealing with the urgent rather than that which is important. So we have to be really intentional about setting aside the space for the important things, the things most important to us, right? Then on the weekly pages, there's also this component of kind of like a monthly check-in where it's, probably whatever it is, every year, I think it's once a year maybe you go to the doctor for a checkup, right? You don't really go to the doctor every week. That would be excessive, which is why we don't do this checkup, this kind of personal inventory every day. It's not really necessary to go that in depth. But once a month, it is important to see how are you doing, like, in terms of your physical health, in terms of your how are you feeling about, like, your relationships, things like that. And there's a few other prompts there, too, that are meant to orient you. There's some stuff around habits, a theme for the month. The weeks are similar, but the way we experience what we're trying to really tap into is this concept that we engage time in a different way based upon the scope of time. So it's no coincidence, for example, that it's usually when we come upon a year, right, whether it's a birthday or January, we start thinking about, okay, what are my priorities? Like, is my life really tracking, right? It's like, and that's the amazing power that just the framing of time has for us, is we start viewing things on a different scale, right? Even when we think about how old we are, right? If you could ask someone, how old are you? They respond in terms of years. They don't respond in terms of days. But even if they would respond in terms of days, like, think about your life in terms of days actually changes the way you relate to your time pretty dramatically, actually. So we're trying to lean into the best, what the strengths of all of these different windows of time and what you can do by kind of looking at it in those glances. So the weeks are really good for kind of getting this middle ground sense of reorienting around certain goals, priorities, and your to-dos, and then also to have kind of like these high-level overarching growth directions for your life that week and for the relationships in your life. The weeks, there's also a pretty heavy reflection component, because the weeks are really powerful for starting to recognize patterns and trends. They're just long enough where you can see enough time passing where you can see certain trends in your life, but not too much time that you're forgetting about everything. And then the days are really the kind of the bread and butter of the most manual. That's where you're living and breathing pretty much every day, and it's a real practice of sorts. I don't use the language that it's a mindfulness practice or tool, partly because mindfulness is so popular now that I feel like it means a lot of different things to different people, but it is a practice that helps to root you in the present moment, to bring you to a point of clarity, and to help orient you towards acting in and through the things that are most important to you. So one of the things that this is a small tangent, but I do think it's important, that one of the things that kind of lies at the heart of the Monk's Manual is a pretty strong denial of this strict split between, like, being and doing, this idea that we have kind of these two selves or ways of interfacing with the world. I don't think that mindfulness or meditation or being, or this idea of being, isn't something we do kind of as a correlating practice from all this doing. I think that the goal is to fully do, like, to really do our most important work, our most important life tasks. And that's not always projects. That might be our relationships. That might be whatever it is. That's different for every person, but to also fully be, right? And you don't have to go to Bali to a retreat center to do that. You can practice, like, our whole life is our field of practice, right? Like, everything is the material for us to be and do. And so it's just being conscious of that and choosing it. So that's in a nutshell the framework for the Monk's Manual.
I feel like it flows really nicely, and I love reading comments in your Facebook group, because some of them make me chuckle. And once in a while, someone will be like, oh, we keep repeating the same things through the month and the week and the day. And I'm like, that's the point, is to be consistent with that. And Edvin will tell you how I like consistency, because I'm like, no, the same song. And all of my little tips and blurbs, play me the same song, consistency. It's through that we become very aware of our actions. Because before, I would fill out like the monthly section of, you know, any planner or whatever, if it had a monthly section, and I'd have like, oh, this is what I want to accomplish in the month. But then at the end of the month, when I actually looked at my daily to-dos, none of it really had anything to do with what I wanted to accomplish for the month. It was just like, whatever came my way, I would just start on that, and pretty soon I'd be changing direction. And I feel like the monk manual allows me to, you know, be general in the month. What do I want to prepare for? But then the week, it's like, okay, let me reflect back to this and look at my priority list items. And then, you know, my dailies, again, what are those priority list items, which then refers me back to the weeklies, which refers me back to the monthly. And I can see how people who are used to just kind of going, see this as, well, we're just rewriting the same thing. But let me tell you, I've gotten more done by rewriting and just kind of following the system than when I just piled random stuff on my plate because it was what was thrown at me.
Yeah. You know, there's I really believe that, let's say this. I believe that we lie to ourselves all the time, right? Intentionally or unintentionally, we often lie to ourselves. And on the flip side of this productivity being a whole badge of honor within our culture, the other side of that is often there's a lot of shame that's carried for people around their work, how they handle their work, how effective do they feel they are with their time, are they getting things done. And one of the things that's really interesting is I brought up once in the Facebook group around time tracking, and I just asked people, has anyone ever tracked all their time? And there were a number of people who said, I haven't, and they were really honest, and they said the reason why is because, like, I'm very afraid to see, like, how I actually spend my time. And, mm-hmm. And I'm so, in some ways, like, that's such a courageous thing to actually own that, but there is some truth to sometimes what can seem like a waste of time, where maybe you're repeating things or this or that. What that really is doing is it's creating a level of accountability and honesty, or at least transparency, right? And even if that ends up bringing up, I think a lot of people don't want to do that really because it can bring up feelings of shame. It's rare to me that when someone says, I don't want to go and do that, the reflection piece is just, it's a waste of time. When someone says that, I can almost guarantee that they're not very productive. Not to sound like judgmental, but like it does correlate, right? So there's this piece where when someone is willing to go and do that work and is willing to drive that accountability, yes, it does feel like slowing down. But I think the real issue is it can be scary when, especially if there's kind of any sort of lurking shame, to go and see these things. But even that is actually one of the greatest benefits, I think, of a tool like the Monk's Manual, or of any time you come face-to-face with some level of reality, is those negative feelings that end up getting brought up, the only way you actually get to resolve them is for them to come up, right? For them to see, for you to see, okay, I have a lot of shame around how I use time, and to have to maybe even sit in that a little bit and work through it, because that's always there. It's just usually latent, right? And it's making you avoid all this stuff that you're totally unconscious to. I just think anything, any practice, and this goes beyond productivity, but any practice that brings us closer with honesty and, like, truth, reality itself, is always one of the best things we can do. right? Mm-hmm. But it's also very, very scary. Like, those are the things that I know, because I experienced it as well, are the things that you don't want to look at, right? We're, like, programmed to not look at those things, so.
Oh, sure. Like, even emotions, a lot of the work that I do in terms of the more coaching and counseling piece is that whole, I don't want to acknowledge my emotions. I don't want to acknowledge what I'm, like, stuffing on the inside. Because I'm afraid of what that will feel like or what that will mean. So, yeah, I mean, just to do, if anything, maybe from this conversation, it's do an inventory of your time, what you're doing, and track that and just see what comes up, and not to have judgment on yourself, not to try as hard as you can to not, you know, have this shame around it. But ultimately, when you can do that, then you are aware, and in your now you can do something about it because you have that sense of awareness.
One other thing I'd love to, like, just add on that with the time tracking. There's a woman I know through the Monk's Manual who ended up tracking their time, and they were feeling this stress around it, and it was through doing it that they actually ended up coming out to the other side, where they ended up realizing that they were being way too hard on themselves because they were a stay-at-home mom, and there was so much time required that they were not accounting for just being a mother. So it's not always like you're coming face-to-face with something that you need to be doing more of. It might just be giving yourself more allowances to realize the state of life I'm in right now, I'm not being realistic. So.
Guys, so fast, we need to take a break. But before you go, Stephen, can you please tell people where, if they want to learn more about the Monk Manual, where they can do that? I don't know, like, if you have, like, a newsletter, or where do you want them to go, what do you want them to do?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best place to go is monksmanual.com, but you can also go to first.monksmanual.com and download the daily pages for free. So you want to try out the pages, you can do that there. But just check out the website, and it might give you some ideas for inspiration, whether you decide to use it or not. But thank you so much for having me on here.
Thank you so much for joining us. I love your product here. Thank you so much for having the inspiration and doing the research to create this, because it really has been kind of a lifesaver for me in terms of feeling peaceful at the end of the day. So thank you so much. And go check them out, monkmanual.com. Download the free pages, play with it. They're awesome. We're going to take a break. I will see you after.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. And yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on that, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet. Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationships.
2, excellence is the goal in all things I do. 3, passion fuels my perseverance. 4, my value is measured by my service to others. And 5, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
Tune in to Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Welcome back to Coffee with the Universe, where we talk all things how to start your day calm, collected, confident, and connected to your higher self so that that's what we've been talking about in this show is that sense of like being busy, 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 but feeling like unfulfilled and unaccomplished. It's like, how can I be so busy and in hustle, yet it's not doing anything for me? I still don't feel like I've done anything. It's like I'm busy, but I'm not. And we had Stephen Lawson on the show, the founder of Monk Manual. And I just want to talk a little bit about this book and why I kept coming back to it. And I've said that this book has really helped me feel peaceful at the end of the day. And this is because I really come from a place of a lot of anxiety. That was a little bit of my journey, and I do believe it has a lot to do. I'm a Libra. I am an air sign. And us Libras are always in our head. There is a lot of mental chatter going on, a lot of talking, and it's really easy for me to get caught up in my thoughts, the chatter, what other people say, just the constant noise in my head. And it created a And partly, too, I wasn't making decisions that were really who I was and what I wanted. It was giving me a lot of anxiety. I remember sitting on my yoga mat one day and thinking, like, oh, my gosh, is this what an existential crisis feels like? Because I had so much anxiety, and I felt like no matter what I did, I didn't have a sense of purpose, and I wasn't being fulfilled in my day, and I would jump from planner to planner. Strategy will help me. Well, maybe this will be the answer. But it wasn't until I found the Monk Manual that it slowed me down enough to start to pay attention to what I was doing and why. And I really think that's the key to being more productive. It's thinking about, look at what's on my schedule for the day, and does this align to my values, because that's really important. And does it align to my values? Is it going to get me to where I want to go? And is it balanced? Is there some semblance of equanimity between like my relationships, fostering relationship growth, doing work-related stuff, personal care, tending to your finances? A lot of times we think productivity has to do with work and career, and especially like myself, if you're self-employed, are life is almost our work, because it's fun. You know, our work is a natural extension of who we are. So it's really easy to have a whole to-do list of just work-related tasks and not take time out for self-care. And what caught my attention with this was the premise of monks. Because when you think about a monk, you're like, oh my gosh, they must live like a really boring life because, you know, they wake up early, they meditate, they chant, then they have, you know, studies. And here I am like talking as if I'm a monk and I know like what a monk's life is like, and I don't, but just from reading, it's almost like it's very routine and monotonous, but they have a system that works well for their life. Why they seem like, based on just what we know from the surface level, it may seem like they don't get a lot. I think what Stephen was saying in one of his blog posts was like, they're one of the most productive people out there. They get way more done than most of us do, and it's because they're focused on creating balance that's going to support their purpose in the world. And so when I am working in my monk manual, it's always in the morning. That's kind of like the premise of the show, Coffee with the Universe. If you've been watching this for a while, you know that I have a morning routine, and I do have a course called Morning Magic that helps people create a morning routine. But it's within this morning routine that I am working in my monk manual, but I'm also doing some of those things that relate to self-care. Like, for example, the meditation piece. In the mornings, I'm doing some yoga stretching, and I always do some meditation. And that mentally prepares me to sit down and really look at my daily tasks from, I guess, a place of non-judgment and say, okay, look at what I want to accomplish this month. Is what I have planned for today going to support that? Is it going to foster growth in this particular area? Is it my goal? And I ask myself these questions every single day, even though I've been using this planner / journal for quite some time. I ask myself that if I don't, then I find myself getting sucked down the rabbit hole of other people's agendas. And if you have a spouse, you know what that can be like. If you have kids, I don't, but if you have kids, you super know what that's like. Pretty soon, your whole day is revolving around their needs and what has to happen for them. So when you give yourself that time in the morning, and some people do this the night before, that's totally fine. I mean, it's really a personal preference, but it allows you to just really say, hey, you know what, these are the top things on my list, and if I get these things done, I will feel accomplished. And the manual here only gives you, I mean, you have like some lines for to-dos, but you have three spaces for like your three priorities, and I used to fill it up with work-related tasks, but now actually I don't. I create balance through that. And sometimes one of my priorities is just to take a walk because I know that I have a lot of the path in terms of meetings and appointments. So I know that just by taking a walk, I'm going to ground myself. I'm going to clear my head. I'm going to be energized for the rest of the day. And that's just as important as knocking off something that might be work-related that I feel like, oh, if I do this, maybe, you know, it will bring in more income or stuff like that. So if you are someone that tends to be highly anxious and you have a planning system that isn't really working for you, I strongly recommend that you check out the Monk Manual. And it's kind of nice because it is a balance between structure, but also there's space for, if you're a bullet journal person, you can do some bullet journal for like the weekly layout. Let me see, I don't know if it's on the month. Let me check. Not so much, oh yeah, on the monthly layout, the weekly layout, and the daily layout all have space with like dot. You can put whatever you want or customize it in that dot grid area. I put my week at a glance, so I make like a little chart with my Monday through Friday. So that I can just kind of look at that and see all the appointments. Yeah, so that is kind of for you, but then there is room to do a little free flow journaling if to do that. Let me check it out. If you would like some support in setting up a morning routine for yourself, so that you aren't anxious throughout the day, so that you aren't just constantly reacting to the things that are thrown at you, do check out my little course. It's called Morning Magic. It's not long. The video is short. A lot of good information in there to help you set up for greater productivity. When I say productivity, I mean purposeful productivity, getting things done that matters. And I do talk about the Monk Manual in the Morning Magic course. I also talk about other planners, journal systems, because I know not everybody's going to resonate to this. So there are a lot of other options out there that help you do something similar or at least just be more mindful of where your time is going. So if you need support with that, please check it out. You can get that at cwtu.net/morningmagic. And it's just a course to help you start your day less anxious and on edge and more calm, collected. We talk about meditation, connecting to your higher self. So it's a really good course for that. All right, we are coming to the end of the show. Thanks for joining me today. I just want to wrap up by saying that there is a difference between being busy and hustling, my least favorite word, and being on purpose. That sense of I have to be busy, I have to hustle, just that word creates a feeling, an energy of stress and anxiety and unfulfillment despite how much action is taken. The other avenue, being on purpose, helps you to separate what is important, what isn't. Is my time best invested here? Is it best invested someplace else? And this helps you be more intentional, and this actually creates greater freedom, joy, and increases productivity, even though if it seems like slowing down doesn't. It works. It really does. All right, thanks for listening to this episode of Coffee with the Universe. I will see you next time. I'm here on Transformation Talk Radio every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me for Coffee with the Universe. Make sure to tune in next time as I continue to share tips and tricks to help you stop waking up anxious, uninspired, and energetically drained in the morning and feel calm, connected to your higher self, and confident instead. If you would like more information on my Morning Magic course, please visit www.cwtu.net.